March 3rd, The Daily Stoic, Disintegration. These things don't go together. You must be a unified human being, either good or bad. You must diligently work either on your own reasoning or on things out of your control. Take great care with the inside and not what's outside, which is to say, stand with the philosopher or else be with the mob. Epictetus, Discourses, 3.15.13. We are all complicated people. We have multiple sides to ourselves, conflicting wants, desires, and fears. The outside world is no less confusing and contradictory. If we're not careful, all these forces, pushing and pulling, will eventually tear us apart. We can't live as both Jekyll and Hyde. Not for long, anyway. We have a choice to stand with the philosopher and focus strenuously on the inside, or to behave like a leader of a mob, becoming whatever the crowd needs at a given moment. If we do not focus on our internal integration, on self-awareness, we risk external disintegration. A Year with C.S. Lewis, Just Desserts. A bad man happy is a man without the least inkling that his actions do not answer, that they are not in accord with the laws of the universe. A perception of this truth lies on the back of the universal human feeling that bad men ought to suffer. It is no use turning up our noses at this feeling as if it were wholly base. On its mildest level, it appeals to everyone's sense of justice. Once, when my brother and I, as very small boys, were drawing pictures at the same table, I jerked his elbow and caused him to make an irrelevant line across the middle of his work. The matter was amicably settled by allowing him to draw a line of equal length across mine. That is, I was put in his place, made to see his negligence for the other end. On a sterner side, the same idea appears as retributive punishment, or giving a man what he deserves. Some enlightened people would like to banish all conceptions of retribution or desert from their theory of punishment and place its value wholly on the deterrence of others or the reform of the criminal himself. They do not see that by so doing, they render all punishment unjust. What can be more immoral than to inflict suffering on me for the sake of deterring others if I do not deserve it? And if I do deserve it, you are admitting the claims of retribution. And what can be more outrageous than to catch me and submit me to a disagreeable process of moral improvement without my consent, unless, once more, I deserve it? From the problem of pain. Jesus Calling. He loves you for who you are, not for what you do. Many voices vie for control for your mind, especially when you sit in silence. You must learn to discern what is his voice and what is not. Ask his spirit to give you this discernment. Many of his children run around in circles trying to obey the various voices directing their lives. This results in fragmented, frustrating patterns of living. Do not fall into this trap. Walk closely with him each moment, listening for his directives and enjoying his companionship. Refuse to let others tie you up in knots. His sheep know his voice and follow him wherever he leads. As a prisoner of the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all. Ephesians 4, 1 through 6. When he has brought all out, all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. John 10:4.